Today's daf is Yevamos daf Lamed Gimel, and we are on daf Lamed Gimel, right on top. We just quoted the three cases on Lamed Beis and Beis, machlokas between Bar Kapara and Rebbe Chiya. What is the halacha in a case of overlapping Isurim? Just one ha'ara, though, I didn't get to mention yesterday, and that is, you can't mention the sugyas of Ein Isur Chalal Isur, with the three exceptions of Isur Mosif, Isur Kolal, and Isur Basachas, without mentioning the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla. What's the Nekuda Nifla? It's not a separate sefer called the Nekuda Nifla. It's the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Krisos, where he says, I have an amazing Nekuda point to tell you, and you have to listen very carefully, says the Rambam. The Rambam writes there that if you look in the Mishnayos there, there is a general rule, like we know, Isser Mosif, and most agree that by Isser Mosif, one can be Chayiv too, even though we say Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but as we said yesterday, the definition of an Isser Mosif, this Rashi is very important, on Lamed Beis Mabeis, where Rashi says an Isser Mosif means that now more people are usser to the item, so then you would be Chayiv too. Isser Kolel, Rashi says, which we'll have to get back to today, means the same, more items are usser to me, or something becomes more deeper usher to me, right? That second case is a question. Sometimes you have a machlokas rishonim, what's included in Mosif, what's included in Kolel, before I even get to the Rambam. I'll read the Ritva. The Ritva from yesterday says that there are two types of Isser Mosifs, says the Ritva. Pirish Isser Mosif al Beis Drachim, ha'echad, sheyesh lo tosefes Isser ba'achron min harishon. Afilu lagabe hane'esar harishon, kigon sharishon iser achila, vahabeiz iser hana'a. Wants usher to eat, and then it becomes usher bahana'a to me. So that, says the Ritva, is called an iser mosif. Even though there's nobody else included, and we said yesterday, isn't that the definition of an iser mosif? More, it becomes usher to more people, says the Ritva, no. There's an iser mosif could be, even if it's only one item usher to me, but it goes from being usher to eat to usher to benefit. That's Mosif on this item. Kedam Rinan Lakaman, as we'll see later on, Gabal Ocha Chilachas V'chayev Alei Dalar Chatos V'Hashem Echad, as we'll see. And Beis, Sheyish Be'isser Beis Tosafot Isser La'acherim, Shehayim Mutarin Be'isser Harishon. That was the example that we gave yesterday. That first case, though, the Ritva says is called an Isser Mosif. It's not 100% clear, as Hashem we will talk about. But related to that one, the Rambam says, why do you find some cases that it goes from Asr Ba'achila to Asr Bahana, and it's not called Mosif, and it's not called adding on. Says the Rambam, the exceptional case is Basar B'Chalaf. Basar B'Chalaf, that's the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla. V'yesh B'Dvareinu, I'll read now. Obviously, this is a translation from the Arabic, which the Pirush Mishnah was written in, so it's the Kapach's translation. Yesh B'Dvareinu Elu Nekuda Nifla, Na'ir Aleha. Let me point this out to you, says the Rambam. Lefishu mafteach le'inyanim acherim. Nosaf l'mashi'ishba meduya ka'iyun. It's important per se for what it is, and it's important for the yisod that it represents. And that is, v'hu min ha'yadua, shebasa b'chalav asur ba'ana, v'achelev derach mashal mutar ba'ana. Basar b'chalav is asur ba'ana. Usually we say, as the Ritva just said, when something is asur ba'achila, then it becomes asur ba'ana, so that's considered ne'esaf, added on. But by basar b'chalav, says the Rambam, its isur hana'a does not stand on its own. It's not an independent isur. After all, the Rambam says, what does it say in the Torah? It doesn't say, don't eat it, and a separate pasuk, don't get benefit from it. All it says is, Osavasha Gadiba Chalevi Mo, three times. And we learn out from there. Answer Achil Isser Anoa Isser Bishal. So we learn out all three. But really, it doesn't say in the Torah, one or the other. So therefore, what do you learn from there? That the Isser Hanoa is really an outgrowth of the Isser Achila. They're all connected. And therefore, even though in other contexts, if you have something that's usher to eat, and then it becomes usher bahana, becomes chametz. You have some type of chametz that's usher beforehand, and you can't eat it. And then on Pesach, it becomes usher bahana also. So that could be an example where it's a separate issue. But here, it's one and the same. V'atshuva l'kach shebasa b'chalav lo ne'asar bahana ela machmas she'asar ha'kasav achilaso. It's an expanded isser achila. Right, you can't, right, any type, maybe you can say it this way, any type of benefit is considered a consumption. It's all about consumption. Eating is a consumption, and hana is a consumption. By other cases, you can focus on the different types of consumptions, eating it and benefiting from it. But when it comes to basar b'chalav, the fact that the Torah doesn't say don't eat it means we have to have a more general view of the Isser, and therefore the Hanan and the Achila are more connected to each other. And once you say ain iser chalal iser, we say the iser achila of basar b'chalav. What the context that he's talking about is if you have a piece of nevela and you cook it in milk, does it become asr b'shem basar b'chalav also? It's already asr b'achila b'shem nevela. Nevela, an item, a piece of meat that the animal was not shechted properly, did not have a proper shechita. Treifa, if you remember, the posthumous difference between them is a case which had proper shechita, and there's a different problem with it. It has a hole in the lung. It was going to die within a certain amount of time. Nevela versus treifa. So what if you have a piece of nevela and I cook it in milk? So is that does that become asr b'hana? That's the case the Rambam is talking about. Lefichach lo yachol iser basar b'chalav al iser nevela. Hare lo yehe asr b'hana el yehe mutter b'hana. If I cook nevela in milk, it's only asr b'achila. What about the isra? No, basar b'chalav. No, that's an outgrowth of isra achila, and therefore that can't be chal on a nevela. V'yared isra basar b'chalav legamrei lefisha lo chal. That's the Rambam's nekuda nifla relating to isra mosif. Okay, let's continue now with our discussions. Remember yesterday we had the beautiful achronims issues bringing up, what does it mean, ein iser chalal iser? Does it mean nothing is chal? Does it mean something is chal, but it is looked at, it's held in abeyance? The Aruch Laner says about all these questions, let's review these cases for a minute outside, the cases that we're going to talk about today. Yesterday the Gemara had three machlokos between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara. What happens if you have a case of two isurim? You have a zar that does avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So the Isser of Avodah B'Mikdash and the Isser of Malacha B'Shabbos. Number two, if you have a case of a Balmum Kohen doing the Avodah when he is Tamei. So that was the second case. Get it? You can't do Avodah when you're Tamei, you can't do Avodah when you're a Balmum. What about both if you do it? So what is the, how many Averis do you get? Or how many Isurim are there? Again, Machlokas. And not only is there Machlokas, but they were very emotional about it. They each got up and swore that they were right, and that's what they heard from Revi. Number two. And number three, the case was, if a Zar, a non-Kohen, eats from a bird that had Malika done to it. Zar Sha'achal Malika. Malika, we know, is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do Malika to a carbon oaf. It's a mitzvah to do shechita to a chulin oaf animal. And that was also a machlokas. How many aveiros does one get in all those three cases? The Aruch Laner just has a comment before we get to today's Gemara. He says, all of these, what was the lashon of the Gemara of the Svaras yesterday? So for example, Bar Kapara, who says, you are chayiv one. He says, when the Torah matirs, the Torah matirs. Period. The Torah matirs it in, let's say, Mikdash and Shabbos. It matirs it, the avodah in the base of Mikdash. Period. He does it, he's a czar. But he's not going to get the Isra of Shabbos. And the other sheet said, no, he does. Similar formulations by the others. So the Aruch Laner just has one line. He says, this all can be connected to the sugis elsewhere of Hutra and Dechuya. That's it, just one line. Meaning, these Gemaras might be related to how we view various sugyas that have a parallel type of discussion. We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a parallel discussion of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur and Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. When we allow, most Jews are Tameh, and we allow them to do the Karan Pesach on Pesach Rishon, and we say they don't have to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. How is that looked at? Do we try to do whatever we can to prevent such a situation? Will Beis Din add on a month beforehand to Adars to make sure that Bnei Yisrael are in Tameh? Or don't worry about it. They're going to be Tameh, okay. There's a way out. Machlokas, Tanaim, they are in Masechta Sanhedrin. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. Says the Aruch Laner, that's the Machlokas here. In number two, right, do we say a Balmum Tameh, who does the Avodah, Yechayev 1 or 2? Do you say Tum is totally knocked out? So even in a case where there are other problems, it's not going to exist? That's Hutra. or not? Do we say that it still exists? The first one, malacha b'Shabbos. How do we view cases where you're allowed to do malacha on Shabbos? For example, pikuach nefesh. Is pikuach nefesh doche Shabbos or hocha b'Shabbos? The Rama Paskins, doche Shabbos. The Machaber and the Ramah discuss this. In Hilcha Shabbos, how limited do I have to be? If I'm allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, do I have to make myself crazy and do everything with a shinui and backwards and with a guy? And with it? Do I have to try? Assuming that the delay is not going to affect the pikuach nefesh, if it would, then everybody would agree you do everything straight. But let's say, the woman's in labor and you have to call the doctor, you have to call the taxi, but you could do it with a few seconds delay. So do you have to do it with a few seconds delay? Machachlachos machaber and the Ramah. And the question is, the root of the question is chutzra dechuya. Do we say pikuach the malacha disappears or not? Right? All these cases come up in other contexts as well. So that's the first case of machlokas. Shabbos. Do we look at it as hutra, it disappears, and therefore the only issue is going to be zar or not? So that is the question. So now the Gemara asks, but my kamiflagi, what is the machlokas about? The Rishonim note, we just said what the machlokas was about. They themselves gave their svaris. So what do you mean, but my kamiflagi? So 2 days. The Tosfos Yishonim here says, well, each svar makes sense. So one's not better than the other one. So why would they? Gemara still had a stalemate. Because they each gave beautiful svaris, and they're equal. Right? It's Lakol Nasra, or Bemikdash Hutar. So they're each parallel. So why would you choose one over the other one? That's the first Tosfos Yishonim right here. Demai Dekamar Kishahutra Ein Ze Iker Tam To Efshalom Ebishnei Sadin. Right? They're both good reasons. So why would I say one more than the other? Number one. Number two, the Rashba has a very interesting suggestion here, where he says, why is the Gemara asking about my kamiflagi if we already know what they argue on? Because they're not just arguing themselves. They're quoting about what Rebbe said in Shir. So that's why the Gemara says, there's got to be something deeper here. It can't be that Rebbe said both things. The Yesh Lomar, says the Rashba, the Al-Karchin, Iker Ploktayo La Bahach Italia, the Imkein Chad Minayu Shikure Meshaker, Uktashkan Lekaman. It can't really be about what they said. There's got to be something underneath, because one of them would be lying. Because you can't say elu ve'elu. We alluded to it yesterday, but today I'll read it. Right? Some shitas that come up every couple of weeks. It's always good to review, so they're solidified in our brain. Rashi and Ksubis on Afnun Zayin. Rashi says, we know the sugi of elu ve'elu dibri elokim chayim exists. The Gemara in Erevin tells us, it's true. There was a baskol that said, elu ve'elu dibri elokim chayim. But Rashi says, you can't say that if it's a machlokes about what a person said at a certain moment. If we were both in Shir on the same day, and the Rebbe gave Shir, and one of them says Aser, and one of them says Mutter, the Rebbe only said one thing. Unless he changed his mind in the middle of the Shir. If it was about two Shirim, then you could say he changed his mind. Or he was talking about two different opinions, as the Gemara is going to suggest today. But if they're talking about the same exact event, then you can't say Elu Ve'elu there. You can say it in their own Svaras. You can't say it when they're attributing it to others. That's what Rashi says here in Ksubis. The Hecha da Ashkachan Amoroi, the Pligi Ahadadi, Kochad Aliba de Navshe, Betray Amoroi Achrini, the Pligi Beplukta, the Hanach Amoroi, Vizlon the Frushe Milsa, Betray Lishni, Chadminayo Miflagi, Tray Amoroi Aliba de Navshayu. So then fine, Elu Velu Devilakim Chayim. But Rashi continues, if you have a case where they're arguing the chipligi tre aliba de chad. Mar amar hachi umar amar ploni, umar amar hachi umar ploni, chad minayu mishaker, Rashi says. Right? Because one of them didn't get the story right. It's only if they're arguing amongst themselves. So that's the Rashba's taina here. The Rashba says the Gemara still asked by my kamiflagi because they're giving svaras, but Rebbe only said one thing. So how do you explain that phenomenon? So the Gemara answers, try number one. So what's the machlokas between them? Be'isser kolel v'aliva d'Rabbi Yossi. Maybe what they're talking about is what Rabbi Yossi would say by isser kolel. That's what it is. Meaning, and we'll have to see what each of them held, and they knew what Rabbi Yossi says, and maybe they heard that, and now the question is, how do you extend Rabbi Yossi? Which Rabbi Yossi? Remember we had back on Amud Aleph yesterday, where the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, in a case where a man lives with his Ashes Ach, who is also Achos Isha. Right, two brothers married to two sisters. One of the brothers dies, so the woman's supposed to get off scot-free because it's Achos Isha, but he lives with her anyway. So how many Averis does he get? Ashes Ach or Achos Isha? So we had a machlokas yesterday. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi said you get two Averis, And Reb Shimon said you get one Avera. We spoke about, it doesn't matter which direction the Yisurim fell in, but that was the Machlokas. So, the Gemara says here, so what is the Machlokas between Bar Kapara and Rabbi Chiya now? It's about what Rabbi Yossi would say by Yisur Kolel. Rabbi Yossi, who says you're Chayef 2 in that case, would he also say you're Chayef 2 by Yisur Kolel or not? Yesterday we said he might admit by an Yisur Mosif. Yisur Mosif, where more people are included. What would he say by Yisur Kolel? Would he also say that you're Chayev 2? That's what Bar Kapar, that's what Rabbi Chiya holds. And Bar Kapar would say, no, 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 he wouldn't say that. He'd say you're only Chayev 1. That's the Ruach Machlokes. What would Rabbi Yossi say by Kolel? Rabbi Chiya Savar, Rabbi Yossi be Yisur Kolel Machayev Tarti. Rabbi Chiya says, Rabbi Yossi would say you're Chayev 2 in that case, because it's not Ein Yisur Kolel Yisur. Right? This is one of the three exceptions. Kolel Mosif Basachas. So Kolel is also included. Bar Kapara Savar lo machayev alachado. Bar Kapara says no. You don't machayev. He would not agree there, right? Even though he says two in the first case, that's only because it's an Isser Mosif. But Isser, what's the Mosif? We explained on yesterday's daf. The Mosif is because now there's more people he's usher to, and you explained it. So by Kolel he would not agree. Lo machayev alachado. If you put it in order, just in terms of which one would most people agree to and which one not, the three exceptions of Mosif, Kolel, and Basachas. Basachas seems to be the one that, if you'll agree to any that you're Chayev 2, it would be Basachas. Meaning if two Isurim are Chal at the exact same time, you have to say both are Asur. Because why would you choose one over the other? So that one, almost Altanam, or Altanam agree with. Then the next one that you might agree with is Mosif. And the one that you would least agree with is Kolel. And if you would agree to it, fine. But that's the order that it goes in. Basachas, Mosif, and Kolel. So that's what the Gemara is saying here, that he would not agree by Kolel. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's figure out, how do each of these three cases, how could you have a Hichi Timsi of Kolel? How could all three cases of the Baal Mum, and of the Zar, and of the Zar Malika, what's the case of Kolel there? So Umay Isser Kolel Ika Hacha. So what's the case? So let's think about it. Remember, kolel means it becomes more usher to me. We're going with Rashi's definition. Mosif is more people are included. Kolel is more usher to me. So what's the case? So bish, lama, zar. So case number one, I understand. Why? You have a zar doing malacha in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So what was stage one? What was stage two? So meikara, on a weekday, shari b'malacha. On a weekday, he's allowed to do malacha. We'll talk about Bezer Manamid Beis. Which malacha are we talking about? Well, some type of malacha. Meikar shari b'malacha. You're allowed to do malacha during the week. V'yasar b'avoda. You're just not allowed to do avoda in the mikdash. Asyala Shabbos. Once Shabbos comes, migud kamitzar b'malacha. Since now malacha is asur to me, mitzar namia b'avoda. So too avoda gets an added isur to it. So again, Malacha A was Malacha was asur to me only because of A, and now because it's asur to me because of Shabbos, so Avodah is also more asur in this case. We're obviously talking about a carbon seber, which should be mutter, but it's going to be asur for a zar. Baal Mum also, you could have a case of Kolel. What's the case of Kolel? Me'ikara shari ba'achil of asur ba'avodah. A Baal Mum is allowed to eat karbanos. It's a mitzvah in Chumash, in Sefer Vayikra. A Baal Mum is allowed to eat karbanos. Right, Baal Mum, what does a Baal Mum do? He just can't do avoda. Separate averis, a Baal Mum, even a Baal Mum over, temporary Baal Mum. That's also a separate los asay. Baal Mum can't do avoda, but he can eat. He could also check the wood for worms. That's what we say he used to do. He used to do what we would call a jobnik. Right? That's what we would call it today. That's what a Baal Mum would do, but he would get to eat the karbanos. So originally he could eat the karbanos vaser bavoda. He just can't do the avoda. Itmilei, once he becomes tamei, so then he can't eat even. Migutaka mitzar ba'achila mitzar nami ba'avoda. So since he can't eat anymore because of tumah, so that tumah also affects avoda, and it is more usher to me, right? It's more serious of an isser now doing the avoda b'tuma. So again, as I mentioned before, this case, the Gemara is calling Kolel. Similar case of what the Ritva earlier had called Mosif, if you like. It becomes a more serious isser. So sometimes it's not so clear about certain cases, whether they're Mosif or they're Kolel. Ella, what about the third case though? How does the third case, right? What are we trying to do here? We're saying that the Machlokas, Bar Kapara and Reb Chiya, is whether Reb Yossi would agree to Isser Kolel. So you have to figure out how Kolel works in all three cases. So the first two could fit in, but the third case can't. Ela Malika Bibas achas hi de mishkachas la, be iser kola lo mishkachas la. By the case of Malika, a czar eats this bird who had Malika to it. So what's, there's no case of kolel there. It's usher always right away. Right when the Kohen does Malika, or let's say right when Zrikas Hadam is done, then both Yisurim kick in. A czar is not allowed to eat a karban, a kachay kachim, let's say a karban, and this is considered nevela for someone who can't eat it, as we said at the end of show yesterday. So both of them are chal at once, right, by Zrikas Hadam. Why isn't the chal right away, earlier? Why isn't it chal right after you do Malika? So Rashi says, because at that point, there's an isser of me'ila even for a Kohen. A Kohen is not allowed to eat the carbon before Zrikas Hadam is done. So me'ila applies that to everybody. So it's not like it's usser to him and mutter to him, and then later on it becomes more. So that's why the isserim says Rashi, right, if you look in Rashi, in Malika, the Elabim Malika, Rashi says, kol alo mishkachasla. The b'shas malika chali travayu. The kol machalo nimlaka haviela iser meila. Velozeo iser zaras amur bekarba chedita lachilas kohanim. Ukashin nimlaka v'nir ace lakohanim. But Rashi says later on, and Tosa says also, that it's really only after Zrika. Pakamine iser asaras meila v'chayle iser zaras dezarlo yochal. V'iser malika v'iser basachas. So it's only basachas. Tosa clarifies a little bit more. Middle of Tosa is Ella. Iser nevelo namilo chayle ad achar Zrika. That's when they're both chal. So therefore, it could come up basachas. But case number three, you can't come up with a case of kolel. So you can't say that's the machlokas about what Rabbi Yossi would say about kolel. So our first suggestion for the B'mai Kamiflagi is rejected. Just one ha'ara before we continue, and that is, we know there's an isra of me'ila in the Torah. And if I violate me'ila, I have to bring a carbon. Asha me'ilos. It's one of the five ashamos at the end of Parshas Vayikra. Where does it say, where's the isra in the Torah for me'ila? It's amazing. It's not mefurish anywhere, right? There's so many isurim that are mefurish, but there are certain isurim that everybody knows there's an isur, but the question is, where is the isur found? What's the makar? Rav Yerucham Fershar Prola points out there are four shitas in the Rishonim, because the Gemara doesn't say it clearly. We know there's a concept of me'ila. We know there's a karban on me'ila. That's befeirish. But where does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed to get benefit from the Beis HaMikdash? The isser of me'ila. So, there are different days. Rashi Maseches Makkah says, it's a gzeirah shava, chet chet mitruma. Just like there's an isser of eating truma inappropriately, so too, there's a gzeirah shava of chet chet. Or the Rambam's lashon is again it's not mefurish, but it says lo sucha lechol b'sharecha ma'asar deganchati roshchavi yitzarecha pasuk in the Dvarim Perek Yud Beis, where I think that pasuk has the most mitzvahs out of any pasuk in the Torah. About eight mitzvahs learned out from one pasuk. But the Rambam says one of those is meila lo sucha lechol b'sharecha. You can't eat in your own gates. So pashas that means eating ma'aser sheni and other items outside Yerushalayim. But the Rambam learns from there that it is the isra me'ila. Or zar lo yochal ki kodesh heim. Rucham Fershar Perla quotes that from Arashi in Sefer Hapardes. And finally, lo yachal dvaro. Others we show him say lo yachal dvaro. You should not make chulin not only your word but certain items. But the isra me'ila is not clear what it is, and the concept of me'ila is clear. Reminds us of a couple of times that the Isser is, you know there's an Isser, you just don't know that, you know, where it is. Where else does this come up? Where's the Isser of Hezek in the Torah? Where does it say, don't damage? It says don't steal. It says don't kill. It says maybe even don't wound. Right? Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef. You're not allowed to add on another Makkah. But it doesn't say anywhere Al Tazik. It's the first sugya. If anybody learns Maseches Bava Kama, the first sugya, the first stipler and the first Kutras Eshirim, the first discussion. Where's the Isser of damaging? First six prakim of Bava Kama. That's all it's about. Arba Avos Azikin. Doesn't say in the Torah. So you have all the different suggestions. The tour seems to say is included in Geneva. Included in Geneva. Right? Just like you can't steal a person from a person, you can't damage a person. It's also a type of stealing. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah in the first Mish. That's the tour, beginning of Hilchas Geneva and Hezek. Rabbeinu Yonah also quotes that in Pirkei Avos. That's what some say. Others say that it's included in Vatorecha Kamocha. Right, others say they're all different suggestions. What is, but it's not clear. And again, they have to ask the question then, why not? Why doesn't the Torah just say Al Tazik? You can ask the same question here. Why doesn't it have a clear Isser for Me'ilah? Again, not for now, but that is important. Either way, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says that the first suggestion about what the Machlokas is here doesn't work. Because you want to say the Machlokas is about what Rabbi Yossi holds. About Isser Kolel doesn't work because case number three, you don't have a case of Kolel. So we'll modify it a little bit. Ela So change it. Remember, Rabbi Yossi was the one who said that you're chayiv too in the case where the man lives with his wife's sister, who is also his eishes ach. Rabbi Yossi said too. So the machlokas is, what would he say in the case of iser basachas? So would he also say there too? Or is there a bandamer out there that even basachas, you'd only say one? So Rabbi Chia Sava, Rabbi Yossi, iser basachas, machayiv tarti. So Rabbi Yossi said you'd be chayev two in that case, just like he always says, you'd be chayev two. What's the case of basachas? What's the case of basachas, for example, by in all of these cases? So Rashi says the case of basachas. Just find the. We'll get to the Rashi in a second. Let's just finish. Umark Bar Kapara Sarver Lo Machayev Alachada, and Bar Kapara says no. You'd only be Chayev. Rabbi Yossi would say you're only Chayev one in that case because of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, which means unlike what I said before. Meaning I said it's Davar Pasha to go in a certain direction. But according to this suggestion, what did Rabbi Yossi say in the case of Baal Echayev Mishem Eishes Ach Umishem Achos Isha? Rabbi Yossi says you're chayiv two there, and all of a sudden, but in Basachas says Bar Kapara, he'd say you only be chayiv one. So it's that order that I said before is Basachas, you'd say you'd be chayiv two, right? It should be more Pashas chayiv two. So it's not 100% clear that all Tanoim Shittas would go in that direction, but it's what seems to be the case in most situations. Ve'hacha my iser Basachas ika hacha, says the word hacha twice. Some reason I'm taking out one of them. So where's the case of Isser Basachas here? In all three cases, which we say that's goof of the Machlokas, of what Rabbi Yossi would say in that case. What's the case of Basachas? So you have to say, what's the case of Basachas in all the cases? So, Zor Shashimesh Bishabis Kigon Da'aisi Shtei Sairos Bishabis. The case of Zor Shashimesh Bishabis, right, didn't we say before that the Isser of doing Malacha in the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah, comes before Shabbos. Now, what if he became a Gadol on Shabbos? Aishi Shtei Sairos B'Shabbos, Tavali Zaris B'Shabbos B'Hadi Adadi. Same time it starts, exact same moment, he becomes a Gadol. Is that Chayav HaMitzvahs, is that Asar HaMitzvahs beforehand? Baal Mom Namiko, Aishi Shtei Sairos V'Tmilei. Tavali Baal Mom Tumah B'Hadi Adadi. Which really means that the Tumah came first. He was Tameh already when he, and a Baal Mum, when he became a Gadol. So the same thing. Basachas happened at the exact same moment. Inami, or what's another case where you could have Baal Mum and Tumah at the same time? Shechatach etzba'o besakin tameya. He cut his finger with a Tameh knife. Cut his finger, he becomes a Baal Mum when he becomes Tameh. So he cuts his finger with a Tameh, with a Tameh knife. Right? So how, and the third case for sure is Basachas. We already said that, the case of Malika. So the Rishonim discuss, one second, cutting your finger with a Tameh knife. When did you become Tameh? When you picked up the knife. We're assuming there's a knife that's Tameh, and that's how you became Tameh. That's how it's Basachas here. So ask the Rishonim, it's a few seconds off. When you pick up the knife, you become Tameh. When you cut your finger, you become a Baal Mum. So it's not exactly the same. And remember, the assumption is it has to be a knife that makes you Tameh. Most knives out there don't make a person Tameh. Right? Ein adam nitma elame avatuma is the rule. So you have to have a case where a knife is an avatuma. Not to most cases where you have a knife that touched a sheretz, that's a rishon. Right? The sheretz is an av, and the knife is a rishon. If a knife touches an av, doesn't work. The only case you're gonna have it is cherev harayuka chalal. Meaning in a case where a knife touches a dead body, where you have a chiddush haTorah, right? One of the two or three exceptions to the rule, where you don't go down a level. Right, you go across. Right, the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Chukas discusses this at length. What are the halachas of cherev harehu kachalol? The sword is like the dead body itself. The sword is like aviavos atuma. How far do you go? Is it metame ba'ohel? Is it does it create a need to have the paraduma ashes on day 3 and day 7? That's the machlokas we showed him about all the details, but the concept is daraisa. So that's the kind of knife we're talking about here. But after we showed him, you're a few seconds off. You pick up the knife. So then you become Tameh. and you cut yourself by mistake, chas v'shalom, then you become a balmum. So the Tosfos Yishonim says...
Someone else cuts
you. Okay, but stop time. The first second the knife hits your skin, your tummy. You're not a balmum yet. It goes through, so then you become a balmum. So the Tosfos Yishonim says, it's such a tiny amount. Come on. That's considered enough for us. For Yesh Lomer, says only at the bottom. Kima deleka rak zman muat beintayim chashvina lebebasachas. It's such a little amount. It's good enough for us. V'chein, we have cases like this elsewhere. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubis. A few seconds is not a big deal for us, says the Tosfos Yishonim. The Tosfos says, fascinating, Tosfos' suggestion, he obviously probably knows the Tosfos Yishonim suggestion and doesn't say it. Because maybe he thinks, no, it's got to be exact. So what does Tosfos say? The case is where his fingers already cut a lot of the way, but not enough to make him into a balmum. And the first second that the knife touches that spot, he becomes a balmum and he becomes tameh. What's important for Tosfos is not what he says, but what he doesn't say. That he is not happy with the Tosfos Yishonim suggestion. It's the bottom line in Tosfos. So he says, bo chatucha and mashu acharon. Okay. What's important is that he's so convinced by his svara that it's got to be the exact same moment, he's not settling for the Tosfos Yishonim's answer. The Ritva, though, brings in a halachic principle. The Ritva says, there's no problem here, but he doesn't say it like Tosfos Yishonim. He says, toch kedei dibur kedibur dami. He says, we know in halacha, we have a concept of toch kedei dibur. As long as something is within toch kedei dibur, then it's good enough. The chiddush of that Ritva is, usually toch kedei dibur, discussion of the Achronim, is that you have what's called a schus chazara. I, by mistake, said the same bracha, and then 2 seconds later, I remember to say telematar, that's good, I'm okay. I'm safe, as long as I didn't continue the bracha. So I can retract. That's usually how we look at toch kedei dibur, right? Because chus chazara. But the Ritva, our Gemara has nothing to do with chus chazara. Our Gemara seems to say that you look at time in increments. And you don't have to look at milliseconds separately. You could look at toch kedei dibur. Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. 3 seconds could look at that at the same time. Because here you need it to be bas achas. Nothing to do with retracting. Where does the Ritva get it from? So there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara that says this. And that's why the Ritva is allowed to say it too. The Gemara in Meseches Nedarim on Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara there, remember that Gemara? We had a Daf Pei'in shir about this a couple of years ago. Daf Pei Zayin, the Gemara says, what if somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, hears about that his relative died? So you have to tear Kriya. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan of tearing one's beged. What happens if they tore kriya because they heard their relative died, and then they find out later that their relative really died half an hour after they had torn kriya? Right, when they had found out about it, the person was wrong. The relative had fainted, and then he died half an hour later. Then you know what? His kriya didn't work. It wasn't yotzei. He has to tear kriya again. What happens though if he tears? Somebody tells him the person died, and he tears kriya, and then he finds out later that the person had died after he tore kriya within toch kedei dibur. 2 seconds after he had done kriya. You know exactly when he tore kriya? The Gemara says, Yossi de kriya. You were yotze. What do you mean you were yotze? You still tore before the person died. Toch kedei dibur. The answer is, it's viewed halachically as the same time. Increments of time can be viewed that. You don't look exactly in chronological. So that's where the Ritva gets it from. Right? Even here too, you can look at it as increments of time. Okay, so that's how you have bas acha. So we said, what's the machlokas bar kapar Rabbi Chia? What Rabbi Chia would say? Rabbi Yossi, who said on Omid Aleph that you're chayef two in the case of Eishas Ach and Achos Isha, what would he say about Isser bas achas? Rashi here notes that you can even have a case of bas achas over there. Look at the Rashi on the last few skinny lines. How could you have a case of two brothers marrying two sisters at the exact same time and with a shliach? Look there. Okay, let's continue though now. So now we figured out what the machlokas is, but we still, this is what we alluded to before from the Rashba, we still have to figure out how it's possible that Rebbe gave two different shiurim and one of them wasn't lying. Because remember, they're not saying their own shita here. They're saying what they heard from Rebbe. So Bishlam al Rabbi Chia ki asne lidide alibid Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Chia would say, when I heard shear from Rabbi, he was talking about Rabbi Yossi's opinion, right? And Rabbi Chia says, I say you hold too, right? And ki asne lebar kapara alibid Rabbi Shimon. And how would he say? How would he say, oh, you know what he said, the other shita? He said, you're chayev only one? As you're chayev two? He must be, he would explain what Rebbe told Bar Kapara, as he was talking about in Reb Shimon's shita. Reb Shimon is the one who says, you only chayev one by the case of Achos Ish and Eish Azach. So that's how Rebbe Chia would explain how Bar Kapara can make such a mistake. And every Shalom Al Yisrael, he would say, he was talking about within another shita. Elo la Bar Kapara, but according to Bar Kapara, who says that you are chayiv one, that Rebbe, even Rebbe Yossi would say you're chayiv one in this case. And Rebbe Shimon for sure says you're chayiv one. So then how would he explain what Rebbe had told Rebbe Chia? Rebbe Chia, shikurei kamishaker. So if you say that view, so how could Bar Kapara say that that's what Rebbe Yossi holds, even one, then Rebbe lied to Bar Kapara, Bar Kapara is making it up? Shikurei kamishaker? So that's another reason why we don't want to have a case where it's impossible for Rebbe to have said something and one of them is lying, one of them got it wrong. We'd rather not say that. So we need to give a pshat in the machlokas, how each one of them could explain what Rebbe meant to the other one, even though the other one misunderstood. So we have pshat number three. Ela kamiflagi b'isra basachas v'yaliba d'Reb Shimon, not Reb Yossi. Reb Shimon, who said earlier that you're chayiv one in the case of Achos Ish and Eish Azach, would he say you're chayiv two by a case of Isser Basachas? This is the direction, as we said before. Before it was just a Havamina. So, Bishlama, so does that work? So now he said, okay, it works in one direction. Bishlama l'Rebbe Chia, according to Rebbe Chia, who says, Reb Shimon says you agreed to two here. Kamishtabe, we understand why he got very emotional and he swore about it. This is what Rebbe said. Lafuki the Reb Shimon mecheske. To go against what Reb Shimon says in other cases. Why? Because Reb Shimon earlier had said one, and now Rebbe Chia is saying, yeah, but here he says two, here he says two. That's why he got up and swore that he said it, because he has to make sure that you know that that's what he says. Ela labar kapara, lama leilish tabuye. But according to Bar Kapara, Shimon always says you say you're chayev one. So there's no chiddush here. What did he get so emotional about? Kasha. So we don't answer that question. Here, if you look in the Sha'ar Misyan and Balacha here, he quotes, though, that the Shvua is a reflection of emotional attachment to the Torah. Meaning it's not just that they're learning. But you have to be emotionally attached. You have to be into it. You have to be excited about it. He says, that's what you get from here. You got up and swore about it. He says, we had this in one case before. He says, the Gemara earlier, the difficult line in the Gemara that we had way back on Daf Tezvav, where Rabbi Tarfin says, oh, when am I ever going to have the chance to marry my niece? Right? Because that was the case that he's saying that you hold like Beis Shammai, and he was basically wishing that his brother should die and that he can marry his niece. So the Gemara there says, Lav Dafka. He was just saying that he meant that, you know, if you're in a situation of like, Beis Shammai, don't worry about it. But that Lushan is used because he was emotionally involved in this Shita. So the Sha'ar Misyan and Balacha connects these two Gemaras. Okay, back to our Gemara. So Bishlama, five lines up. So we just had, what's the explanation? What's the machlokas between them? The case of Bas Achas. Case of Bas Achas, according to Rebbe Shimon, that's what we said, but we end up with a little problem why he used the Lushan of why Bar Kapara swore. So let's continue. Bishlama l'Bar Kapara. So according to this, I understand Bar Kapara, forget the Shvua, but the Svara. According to Bar Kapara, ki asne Rebbe l'didei aliba de Rebbe Shimon, when Rebbe gave a shear to him, he was talking about Rebbe Shimon Shita, and that's why you're chayiv one. Ki asne l'Rebbe Chia aliba de Rebbe Yossi. And he would say, oh, Rebbe Chia, you heard Rebbe give shear? That was in Rebbe Yossi's opinion. That's why he said two. I say one, you say two. Similar question to what we just said earlier. Ela le Rebbe Chia, but Rebbe Chia, who says that what? That even Rebbe Shimon would say here you're chayiv two. Rebbe Shimon, who usually says you're chayiv one, says you're chayiv two here. So Bar Kapara shikuri kamishaker. So would he say that Bar Kapara is lying? He got it wrong in shir? So Amalek Rebbe Chia would say no, this was his mistake. It wasn't such a lie. It was the following mistake. Ki asne Rebbe l'didei. This is what Rebbe Chia would tell you. When Rebbe gave shir to Bar Kapara, tarti lifter asne. He said only the first two cases. That's where your chayiv won. The iser kolo asne. And the reason those first two cases that the shita was, he told him one, was because of iser kolo. Iser kolo doesn't agree that you're chayiv two. V'yaliba de Rebbe Shimon. This is Rabbi Chiya talking. Rabbi Chiya says, when Rabbi gave Shir Tafar Kapara, he said that Rabbi Shimon says you're only chayav one in the first two cases because of Isser Kolel. He didn't talk about the third case. Bar Kapara then tried to infer himself what the Shita would be in the third case, and he misunderstood what the Svaras were in the first two cases. The Chazi Labar Kapara Lazar Sha'acha Malika, he thought the third, saw the third case. The Aidi the Damyala Arva Badayu. It's a similar type of case. He put it all together. The Ian Bavalo Ashkoch Ella Babasachas. And he studied the third case, as we said before. You can't have the third case being Kolel. That was the beginning of Amin Aleph today. You could only have the third case being Basachas. So he said, oh, this is Basachas? It must be the first two cases were also because of Basachas. And that's why they're all one. The Savar, Midaha Basachas, Hanami Basachas, Umidahanach Liftar, Hanachnami Liftar. That's how Rabbi Chiya would explain the mistake of Bar Kapara. Really, Rabbi told him that according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd only be chayav one in the first two cases because of Kolel. Not because of Basachas. By Basachas, Rabbi Shimon would agree you're chayiv too, like I say, says Rabbi Chiya. That was the mistake, but that's a way that you don't have to say Shikuri Kamashaker. It was an honest mistake. We thought the reason for the Rebbe was A, but it really was B. But again, you see the svara of you'd more say you're chayiv too by Basachas than by Kolel or Mosif. Okay, moving right along. Meisvei. So we just had a machlokes. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Kapara. Now we're going to see it already in the Tosefta. It's already in the Tanoim. Zor Shashimesh B'Shabes U'Balmum Shashimesh B'Tuma. Right? Case 1 and case 2. Yesh Kan Mishum Zoris U'Mishum Shabbos U'Mishum Balmum U'Mishum Tuma. Devei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon Omer Ein Kan Ela Mishum Zoris U'Balmum Bilvad. So what's the Machlokas? We have, great, wonderful. Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Only about the first two cases. So why is the third case left out? The Ilu Malika Shire. The third case is left out. Laman Shire. Why is it left out? So we're going to say, this proves what we just said. Ilema Rebbe Yossi, if it's left out for Rebbe Yossi. Meaning, according to Rebbe Yossi usually holds, you are Chayiv 2. But in that third case, you'd be Chayiv only 1. That can't be. Why? Because that's the case of Basachas. Hashta Rebbe Yossi Biser Kolo Machayiv Shtayim. Biser Basachas Mibayi. So the reason that the third case is left out of the Tosefta cannot be because Rabbi Yossi wouldn't say his Shita there. So you only have one other option. Ela lav l'Rabbi Shimon. It must be it was left out because of Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, even though Rabbi Shimon says in the first two cases you're only chayav one, in the third case he would say you're chayav two. Ubisr kolo hu depater al ubisr basachas mechayav. Tziyufta de bar kapara tziyufta. So that leaves us with the kasha of bar kapara, because we just said the last pshat of the machlokas is a case of basachas according to Rabbi Shimon. But you see, by omission, that Rabbi Shimon would agree by basachas. Period. So now let's get back to a detail of what we were talking about before. Zar shashimish b'shabes b'mai. What's the malacha that we're talking about here? A zar does malacha in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. He's not allowed to because it's avod in the Mikdash, but he's also malacha on Shabbos. So what's the malacha? So I b'shchita, are we talking about a zar did shchita? That can't be shchita b'zar k'shera. Shchita is allowed to be done by a zar. And therefore, what? And therefore, Pashas, what would you say if you don't look at Rashi? We would say, maybe mutter. We would say a Jew, a Zor, could do Shechita on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Very difficult, Rashi. The Achronim pick up on it. Rashi says, Shechita b'zar k'shera, v'ein kan Zorus. So there's no Isser of Zorus. Everybody would agree you only Chai for Shabbos. Why would you be Chai for Shabbos? Is this Rashi alluding to the fact that Shechita b'zar k'shera is only a b'dieved? But l'chadchila, you should have a Kohen do it, and therefore on Shabbos, Shabbos only allows the l'chadchilas and not the b'dieveds? Again, another lumdish question. Or do you say, Rashi's l'adavka? Rashi says it. V'ein kan zarus. Sounds like that's the only isser that is gotten rid of. Very difficult. And if Rashi means that, then Rashi's pointing to the fact that it's an allowance, but maybe not such a great allowance, and therefore it would still be an isser malacha on Shabbos. Is it because of a carbon tzibur? Oh, that's one answer. There's a Ritva. Ritva in Yuma, Daf Chaf Hey or so, that says, how could the Gemara, the Mishnah there says, discuss this in a Daf Ian Shir. How could the Mishnah there say that one of the payasos, one of the lotteries that happened every day for the current Talmud was, who shechs? Mi shochet. And all the Kohanim got to choose who. What do you mean the Kohanim? Let the Yisrael do it. Why aren't they in the lottery also? So the Ritva, the Meiri, I don't remember which one, says, oh, carbon tzibur is different. Shechita b'zar k'sheir is only by a carbon yachid, not by a carbon sefer. So if you say that, maybe that's why. But then the problem is, there wouldn't be an Isser Zaris there. There wouldn't be an Isser Zaris. If shechita b'zar k'sheir doesn't apply to a carbon tzibur, then there should be both Isserim. It's either all or nothing. So either way, shechita b'zar k'sheir is a crucial discussion that we've had. But again, we've discussed in the past. Is that lechadchila? Is that b'di'eved? Is there a difference between different types of karbanos? Fine. And it is, Tosfos elsewhere mentions, if you remember, that when the Gemara says Shechita lava vodahi, it's because of Shechita k'sheira bizar. Tosfos links those two elements. But the Gemara does not link those elements. Back to the Gemara. So which malacha are we talking about that Azar does? If it's Shechita, that can't be. Kabbalah v'holacha, well, there's only four avodos that we could talk about. Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. Those are the Dalet avodos habehema. So, number one, Shechita doesn't work. What about the next two? Iba Kabbalah v'holacha tilta ba'almahu. There's no malacha, right? Catching the blood and walking with it inside the Beis HaMikdash. What malacha are you doing? You're surrounded by walls. What, muksa? It's not muksa, right? So what malacha are you doing? Muksa is in the daraisa anyway. So Iba Haktara, and what's malacha number four? Iba Haktara burning, Bar Reb Yossi. We're within Reb, this is Reb Yossi or Reb Shimon. Reb Yossi himself says elsewhere, Havar l'lav yatzasa. Remember the pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, right? Lo savaru eish b'chol mashvoseichem, and there's a machlokes. Why does the Torah go out of its way to mention explicitly the isser of lighting a fire on Shabbos? Right? Why does it say that? It says lo sasa kol malacha, lo sasa malacha. So it's a machlokes. Whether you say lechalak yatsas is to teach me. Reb Nosson says it's to teach me that you're chayef for any one malacha that you do. But Reb Yossi says no, it's to teach me that lighting a fire is less serious than all the other malachas. You're only chayef alav. It's not chayef misa. Lalav Yatsas. So Reb Yossi himself says that, so you can't say that that's... Here we're talking about a case of your chayiv karbanos. So what are you talking about? Which malach of Shabbos? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, b'shchitas paro shel kohen gadol. We're talking about a shchita that a zar can't do. The shchita, par kohen gadol, ukedivri omer, shchitas paro shel kohen gadol, b'zar psula. So that's the malach of a shchita that is totally excluded, and therefore, and this could relate to the current Sieber line that we mentioned earlier. If you say shchita bizar psula, so then you would say you're chaya for both. Good. The Yashrish Yaakov, the Shemesh Yana Balacha here quotes it, says, but if it's Yom Kippur, that's what we're talking about. Parashat Kohen Gadol, she be chaya three. Shabbos Yom Kippur and Zaris. So he says, oh, maybe Yom Kippur. When it says Shabbos, it means Yom Kippur too. Shabbos Shabbason. And it's not such a problem to say that because of the next line of the Gemara. Let's keep reading for a second. Ihachi my ayazar, filu kohen hedyonami. So why does it say azar? Even a kohen hedyot cannot do the part of the kohen gadol. So the Gemara says, shezar etzlo kamar. You're right. Zar just means anyone who can't do this. So the Yashrish Yaakov says, well, once you're saying that zar doesn't really mean zar, you can say Shabbos doesn't really mean Shabbos. So, you know, either way, that's why the Gemara says that. Maskifla, finishing up. Maskifla of Ashi. One second. We're so worried about, right, we mentioned before that it can't be lalav yatsas, and it can't be kabbalah and holacha, right? So, Magla Ravashi, miti chatos k'tani? Does it say that their machlokas here is about karbanos? Olavik tani, olavim? Ela isure ba'alma kachashiv. It just says isure ba'alma. That's all it is. So you can have any of the other suggestions also. What are the other suggestions? So the Tosfos Yeshanim here has two deis. He quotes a Rashi, which we don't have. He says it could be Kabbalah and Halacha too. It could be Drabbanans too. Or he says, Velo Nehira, I don't like that because that's just a Drabbanan. He says, go back to the Havara line. Even if you say Lalav Yatsas, it's okay. So either way, two deis, what the Gemara goes back to here. And what would be the difference between, what's the machlokas if it's just about Yisurim, L'may Nafkamina, L'kovra Beim Rishayim Gemurim. As we said a couple of days ago, the Nafkamina is where you bury, right, in terms of the different levels that one has. Okay, let's just read the Mishnah, and then we'll talk more about it in the coming days. Says the Mishnah, Shnayim Shekitshu Shtei Nashim, two people got married, Wonderful. Ubishaski disazan lechupa hechlifu eshel zeh lazeh eshel zeh lazeh. Rachmana litzlan. What happened? Two people got married, and then by mistake they switched wives the night of the wedding. Right? They each were mekayim, so each one of them lived with an eshes ish. So what's the halacha? Ari lo chayavim mishum eshes ish. Right? They're both chayav eshes ish. Ve'im ayu achin, and if they had been brothers and they did this, mishum eshes ach. Right? Ve'im ayu achyos. And if there were two brothers married to two sisters, that's maybe more common because they look similar and there's no electricity. Mishum isha lachosa. Three averis. Vim hayu nidos. Mishum nida. Right? You could have kiddush, right? The kiddushin. Kiddushin, right? The Rambam. Muktoba chupas nida. But if they were nidos, you have mishum nida too. Okay. Feel bad for them. Umafrishin osan shlosha chadashim. And also, here's the sugya of havchana. Sugya and shalosha of havchana. If they were with each other's wives, you have to separate for 3 months, because you got to make sure if she's pregnant, you have to know who the real father is. Pregnant for 3 months, Shema Mu'uberesain, maybe she is Mu'uberes, and maybe the children are Mamzerim. Not just to know who the father is in this case. Here you have to know if it was born out of wedlock, the child's going to be a Mamzer. V'imayu k'tanos, she'en ruyas le'leid. If they were k'tanos, though, that would not become, be able to become pregnant, machzirinos and miyad, then they're mutter to go back right away, as long as they are Yisraelim. Because that's only ne'enas. V'im ha'yu ko'anos nifsulu minat truma. And if they're ko'anos, then they have more problems than nifsal from eating truma, v'chulu. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's a lot more to talk about on this Mishnah. Coming up is pitui k'tana ones ninhu. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about this last line, Yisrael and Kohanim. I didn't get to flush it out. We'll talk more about that on tomorrow's day. Okay, we'll stop here.